A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. This time round, I shine a spotlight on the new revival of Musical Aspects of Love, which is on at the Lyric Theatre in Shaftesbury Avenue in the West End for a limited run until the 11th of November 2023, with an audio describe performance at 2:30pm on Saturday the 9th of September with a touch tour beforehand. This new production, with music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, lyrics by Charles Hart and Don Black, based on the 1955 novel by David Garnett, is directed by Jonathan Kent. It first opened in the West End in 1989, and Michael Ball returns this time flipping roles, playing the older character George, and he was also the one who inspired its revival. This is an exploration of love triangles and family entanglements throughout the years. The promotional material for the play states, "Discover how love in its many forms truly does change everything. From the cobbled streets of Paris through the French countryside to the splendours of Venice, Aspects of Love is a sweeping romantic story of passion, love, betrayal, and heartbreak across three generations." In ravaged post-war France, beautiful actress Rose finds herself homeless and penniless after a hope-for-career break play closes early. Invited to a country villa by a love-struck young American, Alex Dillingham, she impulsively accepts, when unexpectedly interrupted by Alex's distinguished uncle George, everything changes. There are five major characters: Alex, played by Jamie Beauchau; Rose, Laura Pitt Pulford; Galetta, played by Danielle Denise; Jenny, Anna Unwin; and George, Michael Ball. Aspects of Love is a very lavish visual affair, utilising clever swing sets and video projections. Opera and ballet designer John McFarlane gives Aspects of Love a unique artistic flair, with hand-painted Parisian scenic backdrops that are three-dimensional and breathtaking, which the audio described performance will do justice to. There's also an oblong gliding screen between scenes that gives us an array of scenery and projected locations that paint the picture in our minds of where we are at any given time. There are some very visual set pieces, for example when at the circus, the colourful caricature backdrop of the audience is very avant-garde and thought-provoking as the ensemble, dressed as circus performers, sing a song and deliver their act. The sets range from a pokey dressing room, lavish apartment, and a lodge patio with scenic backdrops. The costumes are very 1950s in style and colours, consisting of shirts, blouses, and long trousers. George wears a grey suit and waistcoat, and Alex later an army uniform. In relation to score, it is a repetitive show which only really has three main themes that are repeated throughout. The star of the show is the ballad Love Changes Everything, that was a pop hit for Ball in 1989, that he recreates to glorious applause here. Its flawed storyline and incestuous relationship in part 2 was problematic back in 1989, and is even more so now as it remains virtually unchanged and still comes across a little silly and creepy at times, and is something that could only work as part of the convention of a musical. Putting that to one side though, it's extremely well cast with strong performances throughout, and the visual and clever production design is sublime and impressive on every level. The Lyric Theatre on Shaftesbury Avenue, part of the NIMAX Group, is a lovely venue full of charm and character. There are four stairs from the street to the foyer. To access the auditorium, there are 24 stairs to the stalls. Dress Circle is located off the main foyer, 25 stairs to the upper circle, and 60 stairs to the balcony. Assistance dogs are welcome, and for comfort, aisle seats are recommended. Please ask at the time of booking. There are disabled toilets on every level. The front of house team go out of their way to make your visit enjoyable and stress-free. If they can help at any time, always ask. The venue uses the Williams Sound audio description and loop system, and is very reliable. The audio described performance for Aspects of Love will be Saturday the 9th of September 2023 at 2:30pm, with a touch tour beforehand. Introductory notes will be available from the Vocalize website around a week before the performance. For more information on access and to book tickets, call 0330 333 4815 or email access@nymextheatres.com, or you can visit nymextheatres.com/accessibility and select the Lyric Theatre. To find out what's been audio described in London and around the UK, visit vocalize.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.